USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard is persisting in adding more razor wire along the border in Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas. I'm proud of our governor. I'm proud of our state legislature because they're stepping up and defending our state from invasion.
In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserted that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders, considering that authority as the supreme law of the land. Meanwhile, the debate over compromise immigration and foreign aid legislation in D.C. continues. Democrats and Republicans may find common ground. Democrat Chris Coons on with Fox News this week.
It provides critical funding for Ukraine. Yes, it provides critical funding for border security, but it also creates legal changes in policy that will be lasting.
Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom today to testify in his defense. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages from Trump since he's already been found liable for sexual assault against her before. It involves an interaction between the two from decades ago. All eyes the political world shift to South Carolina for the next primary in that state. USA's Corey Myers.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley holding a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Haley claims the amount of fentanyl crossing over the southern border is a national health crisis.
Number one cause of death for adults 18 to 45? Fentanyl. And don't think for a second China doesn't know what they're doing when they send it over.
This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Seattle is announcing a $10 million settlement reached with 50 Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters who sued that city and the Seattle Police Department for injuries they claimed happened as a result of police tactics and action used during the 2020 BLM riots that rocked the city. Seattle, making the announcement this week, said the city does not admit any wrongdoing in the case, though. President Biden on the campaign trail in Wisconsin today announcing some of the infrastructure projects funded by the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law.
$5 billion investment led by the Department of Transportation for 37 major projects across America, including bridges, highways, ports, airports.
Biden speaking in Superior, Wisconsin, where about $1 billion will go toward replacing a bridge that connects Wisconsin with Minnesota. Biden claimed economic growth has been stronger than it was under former President Trump. State lawmakers in Hawaii are now considering legislation that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from that state's primary ballot. It would bar former President Donald Trump, similar to Maine's decision and a ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court earlier on. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on with Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.